Leading the news this morning, a new opinion poll has bad news for the Prime Minister as MPs return to Canberra for the budget sitting of Parliament. The Fairfax poll shows that after a month of new tax announcements, Kevin Rudd's support has dropped 14 points to 45%. But the poll still puts Mr Rudd ahead of Tony Abbott as preferred leader. The United States says it has evidence that the Pakistani Taliban was behind the attempted car bomb in Times Square. US Attorney General Eric Holder says the militants probably also helped finance the New York plot. US officials had previously denied any link. European finance ministers have gathered in Brussels to consider an unofficial bailout for the Greek economy. They're aiming to prevent the Greek debt crisis from spreading, but Britain has said that it won't underwrite a $60 billion loan guarantee. And there's still no deal to end Britain's election stalemate. The Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats are contemplating forming a new government. Both parties say they've held very positive and productive talks. The Tories won the most votes in Thursday's election, but they're short of a majority. And Iceland's volcano is again disrupting European air travel. Ash is drifting across areas of France, Spain, northern Italy and Germany. Several airports have been closed and hundreds of flights have been cancelled.